This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. Patient's name is Florence How. H-O-U-G-H, Florence, F-L-O-R-E-N-C-E. Date of birth is 6/29/1934. Date of service is Miss Ho is a very pleasant ...88-year-old female with history of dementia, congestive heart failure, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, hypothyroidism, degenerative joint disease, admitted to the hospital with complaints of acute chest pain, also was complaining of abdominal discomfort. She was seen in the emergency room, was diagnosed with constipation. Also, troponins were checked, cardiology was consulted in view of her dementia and comorbid illnesses. Medical management was pursued. Her BNP was elevated. 2D echocardiogram was done. Cardiology was falling. She was diuresed. She was started on amiodarone in view of her atrial fibrillation. Her X-ray did show constipation. She was given Miralax as well as Colace. She was otherwise doing better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to the below the towel. At the present time, she is pleasantly confused. She has any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She has any palpitations. She has any nausea, no vomiting. She has any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for congestive heart failure, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, advanced dementia, hypothyroidism, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history, unknown. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications, reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain. At the present time, she does have history of congestive heart failure, history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, had chest pain while in the hospital. Respiratory system, do you have any cough, do you have any shortness of breath, do you have any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema, gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, do you have any nausea, no vomiting, do you have any diarrhea, no history of. She does have history of constipation. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains. History of arthritis. Neurological, she does have history of dementia. No history of TIE or CVA. No focal weakness in the arms or legs. All other systems are reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HEENT examination was normal. People's vehicle ran and reacted to life. External club movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid growth, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one. Generalized weakness / deconditioning. Next. Next, congestive heart failure. Next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Next, chronic constipation. Next, hypothyroidism. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patients admit to below the towel, will continue current medications, consult physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Mark Hyland, H-I-G-H-L-E-N, Mark, M-A-R-K. Date of birth is 10-17. Date of service, date of birth is 10/17/1966. Date of service. Date of service is 9/1/2022. Mr. Hyland is a very pleasant 55-year-old male with history of anxiety and as well as depression, recent COVID-19 infection, presented to the emergency room with acute onset of right-sided weakness and right facial droop. Patient was seen in the emergency room. CTA revealed evolving hypodensity in the left basal ganglia. Also, CTA revealed severe stenosis of the left MCA bifurcation. Neurology was consulted, felt CVA slash thrombotic in nature, secondary to severe stenosis. Recommendations was started on aspirin monotherapy after TPA administration. Patient was having significant weakness. He was transferred to inpatient rehab. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to below the table for rehabilitation. At the present time, he denied any complaints of chest pain, there is any shortness of breath, there is any palpitation, there is any nausea, no vomiting, there is any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for hypertension, anxiety, depression, erectile dysfunction, and obesity. Past surgical history, non-contributory. Social history, smoking, former smoker, quit approximately 30 years ago. Alcohol, he drinks 1 to 2 drinks 4 times a week. No other drugs. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medications reviewed and then documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitation, no history of MI or coronary artery disease, no history of CHF, no history of arrhythmia. Respiratory system, the Anthony cough, the Anthony shortness of breath, the Anthony pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, the Anthony nausea, no vomiting, the Anthony diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, complaints of right sided weakness, both upper and lower extremity, also right side facial droop. No previous history of TIE or CVA, no history of seizures. Musculoskeletal, does complaints of joint pains off and on. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid buoy, no thyromegaly. Heart SMS2 was audible. Heart SMS2 was audible, lungs were clear to auscultation, no wheels, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, bowel sounds were positive, extremities no edema. Neurological examination, right side, upper and lower extremity weakness. Impression, number one. Right hemiparesis, Next one. History of left, MCA, CVA, status post, TPA. Next, history of fall. Next, hypertension. Next, anxiety. Next, DJD. Treatment plan. Patient admit to below the towel. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Continue current medication. Will monitor his blood pressures. Will check routine labs. Will monitor his progress. Will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, will let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Richard Marflack, M-A-R-F-L-A-K, Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D. Date of birth is 5-1-1945. Date of service is 9-2-2022. Mr. Marflack is seen in his room today for a follow-up visit. He wanted to see me. He has not been taking his medications on a regular basis. He denies any complaints of chest pain. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations. He denies any nausea, no vomiting. No other complaints. On examination, HENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart SNS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no real no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, extremities, no edema, left arm in cast. Impression, number one, fall, next history of CVA, next coronary artery disease, next left thumb fracture, next chronic kidney disease, next degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, discuss the patient about his symptoms, explain to him the importance of taking medications. Blood pressures would be elevated, would put him off a higher risk of a stroke and heart problems. He showed understanding, agreed to take medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Sorry. Are you going to see?